Welcome to Canada Immigration News Podcast 95. Today we are bringing you the latest Canada immigration updates and taking a deep dive into what is really a shifting landscape for 2026.
Yeah, it's definitely shifting. Big time.
It really is. I mean, if you're listening, you know that usually when we look at government policy changes, it can be pretty dry.
Oh, very dry.
Right. It's bureaucratic. It's slow. But looking at the source material for early 2026, it feels less like just paperwork and more like a massive strategic shift.
Strategy is the perfect word for it. Honestly, if you've been following this space, you get used to a certain rhythm. But the updates we are seeing now, they signal a major pivot.
A pivot toward what exactly?
Toward precision. We are moving away from generic mass invitations and moving toward precision immigration. 2026 is really shaping up to be the year of the specialist.
Precision immigration. I like that. So on this deep dive, our mission is to unpack what this actually looks like for you, the applicants and the employers out there.
Exactly. We have a lot of ground to cover.
We do. We're covering new express entry categories, including a really surprising military addition.
Which is a huge headline all on its own.
Yeah, we will definitely get into that. We're also looking at the latest healthcare draws, a completely new merit-based system in the Northwest Territories, and some major spring cleaning of the pathways in Nova Scotia.
It's a packed update.
So let's just begin with the express entry changes. As of February 2026, the occupation categories have expanded. What is the government looking for here?
Well, this is the clearest signal of that precision strategy I mentioned.
Yeah.
Canada has added new specific occupation categories to strengthen their workforce strategy.
Yeah.
And it's no longer just about having a degree.
Right. It's about exactly what job you do.
Precisely. They've added buckets for researchers and senior managers. But there's a very specific catch for those two. They want people with Canadian work experience.
Meaning they're targeting innovation and leadership that is already physically in the country.
Yes. If you are a researcher already working in Canadian R&D or a senior manager already running a team here, you are a known quantity. They want to retain that talent.
That makes total sense. It's much safer for the economy. And they also updated the transport occupations list, right?
They did. They replaced previous lists to focus really heavily on air pilots, flight engineers, and aircraft mechanics.
Which tells us the aviation sector is desperately looking for people.
Oh, absolutely. The demand there is soaring. But the addition that really stands out, the one that stops you in your tracks, is the new category for skilled military recruits.
Yes. Okay, let's talk about this. Since when does Canada use express entry to recruit for the armed forces?
It is incredibly rare. Usually, citizenship is the very first requirement to join a country's military.
Right.
But this speaks to a very modern reality. They're looking for highly specialized skills, and the criteria are extremely strict. This isn't just a shortcut to get a visa.
So what are the actual requirements?
But qualify. An applicant needs 10 years of continuous military service.
10 years. So they are looking for career soldiers.
Career professionals.
Yeah.
People with serious technical proficiency or leadership experience from allied forces.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that 10 years, you also need a 3-year job offer from the Canadian Armed Forces and post-secondary credentials.
Wow. That is a very high bar.
It's massive.
Yeah.
But it creates this fascinating new pathway where highly skilled foreign military personnel can immigrate directly into roles that the country desperately needs to fill.
That is wild. Now, sticking with express entry for a second, there is a hidden rule change in the sources, a technical tweak about work experience.
Yes.
And reading through it, it seems like this might actually impact more average applicants than the military stuff.
I would argue this is the biggest game changer for the modern worker.
Right.
For a long time, the rule was that your work experience had to be continuous.
Right. Like a solid year without a break.
Exactly. But the new rule shifts that. For these new categories, you still need 1 year of experience, which is actually up from 6 months for some previous pilots. But it no longer needs to be continuous. It just needs to be cumulative within the last 3 years.
Okay, so if you are a gig worker or you had a gap in your resume because of a family emergency or something,
you are no longer penalized. As long as you hit that 1 year mark cumulatively over a 3-year period, you qualify.
That offers so much flexibility. It actually reflects how people work today.
It really does. It's a huge relief for a lot of professionals.
Okay, let's move on and look at Express Entry Draw 398 and Draw 397, actually, the healthcare priority.
Ah, yes. The hottest ticket in town.
Healthcare is clearly the top priority. And these two draws tell a really interesting story about high demand. Let's start with the big one on February 20th, Draw 398.
Right. This draw invited 4,000 candidates, and the CRS cutoff score was 467.
For the listener who might not have these numbers memorized, 467 is actually pretty accessible, isn't it?
It's very accessible compared to general draws, which are often over 500. A score of 467 opens the door for a broad range of healthcare workers.
Yeah.
Nurses, lab technologists, social workers, therapists.
It's the government recognizing the ongoing labor shortages and just bringing in the people who can support essential services.
Exactly. It's strong, positive news if you are in those professions.
But then, the very day before that, on February 19th, we had draw 397.
The specialist draw.
Right. Only 391 invitations, but the score was 169.
169, yes.
How is that even possible? I mean, a score of 169 is shockingly low.
It is. But this was a hyper-targeted draw specifically for physicians with Canadian work experience.
Ah. Okay.
It proves that if you have the exact profile Canada needs, in this case, foreign medical doctors already working in the country, the points threshold creates almost no barrier.
So it's basically a safe harbor.
That's exactly what it is. With our aging population and massive shortages in hospitals and long-term care, the government is saying, if you are a doctor and you are already here, we are keeping you.
That makes perfect sense. Retention over recruitment.
Absolutely.
Next, let's take this conversation north to the Northwest Territories, because they are launching a completely new immigration system in 2026.
Yes. Effective March 9th, they are launching a new Expression of Interest, or EOI, system for their employer-driven stream.
And this is replacing a system that was basically just first come, first served, right?
Right. The old way was literally a race to submit your application. Didn't necessarily prioritize the best candidates, just the ones who clicked fastest.
Which is stressful for everyone.
Incredibly stressful. Mm-hmm. The new EOI system changes that. Mm-hmm. Now, candidates submit a profile and they get a score based on their education, language skills, and their connection to the territory.
The territory selects the applicants who best match their specific labor market needs.
Exactly. And the sources highlight a reality check that explains why this was so necessary. The Northwest Territories only has 197 nominations for all of 2026.
Wait, 197 for the whole year?
For the entire year.
That is a tiny quota.
It is. So when supply is that low and demand is high, they need a merit-based way to pick the best fits. People who actually want to stay in the North long term.
Not just use it as a stepping stone to move somewhere else.
Exactly. This improves transparency for employers and creates clearer pathways for immigrants who genuinely want to build a life up North.
And the first draw under this new system is coming up quickly.
March 25th. They are aiming to invite about 65 people in that first round.
So that's roughly a third of their yearly quota right out of the gate.
Yeah, they are moving fast.
Okay, finally, let's head over to the East Coast, Nova Scotia. They have simplified parts of their immigration process effective February 18th.
The spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning, right. The sources say they consolidated 10 different streams down into just 4 pathways, which sounds like a massive reduction.
It sounds like it, but the catch is that the actual eligibility criteria haven't changed. They didn't remove opportunities.
So they just simplified the administration.
Exactly. The old system was a complex web. For example, the physician stream and the critical construction worker pilot are now just folded into the broader skilled worker pathway.
What are the 4 new pathways called?
You have Nova Scotia graduate, skilled worker, entrepreneur, and Nova Scotia Express entry.
That is definitely easier to navigate.
It is. Employers found the 10 streams totally baffling. This rebranding reduces the processing complexity and improves access for skilled workers and international graduates.
And what about people who had already submitted under the old streams?
The transition is seamless. Existing applicants stay in the pool. They don't need to reapply. This just applies to new EOI submitted after February 18th.
That's great news. It just makes the procedure easier and increases the chances of successful immigration to the region, which supports their population growth.
And their economic development. The Atlantic provinces are really pushing for that.
Speaking of economic development, before we wrap up, I want to touch on the economic context driving all these regulations. The sources briefly mention the Alberta factor.
Yes. It is important to remember that the economy drives the need for all of this.
Right. We talked about transport workers and pilots earlier, and there is a data point about Alberta's visitor economy hitting $15.2 billion in 2025.
$15.2 billion. And that tourism boom supports over 86,000 jobs.
So when you have that much economic heat, it completely explains why the federal and provincial programs are so desperate for hospitality and transport workers.
Exactly. The economic demand is what drives these provincial nomination programs. You need people to fly the planes and run the hotels.
It's all connected. So looking at everything we've covered today, these updates across the board, what is the main takeaway for the listener?
If I had to synthesize it, the golden thread here is that Canada's immigration system is becoming much more targeted, it's becoming highly regional, and it's data-driven.
Moving to those EOI systems and category-based draws.
Right. The takeaway is this. If you are a generalist applicant, it is getting harder.
The net is getting smaller.
Exactly. But if you are a specialist, especially in healthcare transport, or if you are willing to commit to specific regions like the Northwest Territories or Nova Scotia, the pathways are clearer than ever.
And if you happen to be a doctor with Canadian experience, it's basically a red carpet.
Much easier, yes.
It really is a fascinating shift.
It is. And I just leave the listener with one final kind of provocative thought to mull over.
Go for it.
Think about that skilled military category we discussed. It is incredibly rare for a country to explicitly recruit foreign nationals for military roles through a standard immigration track.
It is.
Does this signal a new frontier? A future where national defense policy and economic immigration policy become permanently intertwined.
That is a wild thought. Importing military specialists to fill defense gaps.
It's definitely something to watch as this new strategy unfolds.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for breaking all of this down for us today.
My pleasure.
And thank you to you, the listener, for joining us on this deep dive. Subscribe to us for more updates from Canada Immigration News. Keep adapting, keep your eyes on those target categories, and thank you for listening to Canada Immigration News Podcast.